USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. New York City police are preparing for an event that may not happen, or may not happen tomorrow, as former President Trump predicts, his arrest. But if it does happen, and there are protests...
Don't be a knucklehead and riot.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on Fox News urging calm. Trump posted that he expects to be arrested, but one expert says probably not.
I don't expect an arrest. I would be surprised by an arrest. If he is charged, I imagine he'll be given the opportunity to self-surrender.
Meanwhile, in Atlanta, Trump's attorneys have filed motions to quash the work of that investigative grand jury in Atlanta, looking at allegations that Trump tried to convince elections officials in Georgia to find more votes or nullify the 2020 election there. It was 20 years ago today that the U.S. invaded Iraq, toppled Saddam Hussein, and became mired in what started as liberation and ended as occupation. Massachusetts Congressman and Iraq War veteran Seth Moulton says of the situation now.
Today, Iraq is has glimpses of a real bright future, a potential to be a real democracy, a beacon for hope in the Middle East. But it also has tremendous Iranian influence, a lot of corruption.
Moulton says he has mixed feelings about a complicated legacy with Iraq. Bad news for another 9,000 Amazon workers. They'll be out soon. The online retail giant sent a note of new layoffs to workers today. This on top of the 18,000 job cuts since November. As California braces for another storm system due tomorrow, the state's attorney general is warning people about storm-related price gouging. School kids in Los Angeles may be home tomorrow, but not because of the storm. 65,000 teachers and staffers are threatening a three-day strike. The staffers have been seeking a new contract. The teachers say they'll walk out in solidarity. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A soldier lost for more than 50 years in the Vietnam War is coming home. The Defense Department says the remains of Nebraska native Larry Zitch will be buried soon. He went missing in the crash of a helicopter in Vietnam in 1972. His remains were given to the U.S. government more than 30 years ago by a Vietnamese refugee. Dental and DNA analysis confirms Zitch's identity. Seems like every day is some sort of national day, and today is no exception. It's National Happiness Day. It's an invention of the financial website WalletHub, which ranks the most and least happiest cities in the USA. This year it ranks Fremont, California, a city in the San Francisco Bay Area, as number one. Rounding out the top five, San Jose, California, Madison, Wisconsin, Overland Park, Kansas, and San Francisco itself. Coming in as the least happiest city, Detroit, Michigan. This may be a bit personal, but if you're a male, a basketball fan, and you have come to realize that your fatherhood days are over, this is your time of year.
There have been journal articles published that the most popular times to pursue a vasectomy are at the end of the calendar year and then also in March because of March Madness.
Dr. Alexander Rozanski with the University of Texas Health System says it's important to take time off after that procedure and not move around. So sitting on the couch for hours on end watching college basketball is a win-win. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.